Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, September 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Jeremy Thorpe. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we unravel the fascinating threads of history, technology, and societal change, one Wikipedia article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're diving into the intriguing and complex life of Jeremy Thorpe, a man whose tale weaves through British politics, scandal, and societal transformation. Born December 29, 1929, Jeremy Thorpe was a prominent leader of the Liberal Party in the United Kingdom, but he's also remembered for one of the most sensational political scandals in British history. Now, you might be wondering how a seemingly stable political career could take such a turn. Well, let's unravel this story together. Jeremy Thorpe was born into a family with notable legal and political connections, which perhaps set the stage for his future ambitions. He attended Eton College and later Trinity College, Oxford. It was at Oxford where he honed his political teeth, becoming involved with the University Liberal Club and eventually serving as its president. He was charming, charismatic, and quickly stood out as a promising figure within the Liberal Party. What I find particularly fascinating about Thorpe's early career is how he navigated the post-war political landscape. The Liberal Party, struggling for relevance amid a dominantly Labour and Conservative rivalry, found in Thorpe a breath of fresh air. He managed to enter Parliament at a time when the party was nearly written off. His rise to the leadership of the Liberal Party in 1967 marked a period of dynamic change. Thorpe was seen as both a modernizer and a man with old-school charm, a combination that appealed to many. But lurking beneath the surface was a personal life that could potentially rattle his political trajectory. By the late 1960s, Thorpe's political career was flourishing, but it's important to consider the societal backdrop of this era, a time when homosexuality was still largely stigmatized and in many cases criminalized in the UK. Picture the tension between an ambitious public figure and the pressure of maintaining a facade compliant with public and legal expectations. This aspect of Thorpe's life became explosively public when accusations emerged in the early 1970s. And here's where the story takes a dramatic twist. Let me pause here for a moment. Imagine having to grapple with immense personal and public pressure, all while striving to maintain a political career. It makes one wonder about the ethical dilemmas faced by public figures and how that resonates in today's social media-driven society. What are the boundaries between public scrutiny and personal privacy? I'd love to hear what you think. Returning to Thorpe, the scandal burst open following allegations that he had been involved in a plot to murder Norman Scott, a man with whom Thorpe allegedly had a relationship. As the trial unfolded in 1979, the media frenzy was relentless, exposing the vulnerabilities and controversies of public figures in unprecedented ways. Despite his acquittal on charges of conspiracy to murder, the scandal effectively ended his political career. This trial not only captivated the nation, but also cast a long shadow on Thorpe's legacy, revealing much about the cultural and political dynamics of the time. It's worth reflecting on how societal views on privacy and sexuality have evolved since the 1970s. There's a deeper conversation here about how societal change often oscillates between progress and backlash. Sifting through this dramatic narrative, I'm reminded of a broader question. How do we balance the public's right to know and an individual's right to privacy? This is a particularly poignant question in our current digital age, where the line between public and private life is blurrier than ever. Now, Thorpe's story doesn't just conclude with his political downfall. After leaving politics, he led a rather private life, staying away from the public eye until his death in 2014. Yet, his story continues to provoke discussion about power, prejudice, and privacy. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to dive into the article on Jeremy Thorpe yourself. Explore the undercurrents of his influence, the scandal, and the intricate social tapestry of the time. How do these themes resonate with the societal changes we're experiencing today? Is it possible for someone's legacy to transcend their scandals, or do these narratives forever shape public perception? Thank you for joining me on this journey through history, scandal, and reflection. If Jeremy Thorpe's tale has sparked your curiosity, make sure to delve deeper into this and other intriguing narratives we uncover here on Wikipedia. Until next time, stay curious and keep questioning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Jeremy Thorpe. Thanks for listening. See you next time.